Students shake an empty tissue box filled with change. Others hang flags, set up a booth, and offer free coffee to anyone who will donate. Many of those involved in the fundraiser have family and friends who were affected by the earthquakes.
When are we going to finally catch a break?
Sami Shakri is a member of the Syrian Cultural Association.
You know, like the war's starting to kind of get a bit better, and then we get hit with COVID. You know, the COVID situation starts improving. There was a cholera outbreak just recently in Aleppo, which was one of the hardest hit cities in Syria.
The region was struck by two quakes, one 7.8 magnitude, the second 7.5. Thousands are dead. The living are left without homes, food, and water. People are still being pulled out of collapsed buildings.
The people are under there for hours. It takes 10 hours, 17 hours to take one person out.
Rain El Halil is an executive member of the Syrian Cultural Association.
And everyone out there that can contribute, even of a dollar, or even just spreading the word, that's all we're asking.
They collected about $2,000 in cash after 2 days of fundraising. Donations will be sent to Islamic Relief Canada.
And we are accepting cash donations as well as e-transfer if you don't have any cash.
Students say they are hoping to continue raising money at other universities in the city. Katrina Koenig, Radio News, Ottawa. Thank you.